Well, good morning, everyone, and Happy New Year to you all. On 3rd of January 2021. We'll have to get used to saying that now. The message this morning has been provided by our sister Jean Taverner, and the reading is from Matthew 2, verses 1 to 12. A very familiar reading. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. Jean writes, this familiar passage of scripture, read about, preached about, and this year it's been spoken about and read about. I write this on the 21st of December, a Monday before Christmas Day. In my diary is written, 4:30 p.m, look up to the sky. Why? Well, two planets were in conjunction with each other, Jupiter and Saturn. This hasn't been last seen for 400 years. This phenomenon with Jupiter and Saturn occurred in 7 BC and Venus and Jupiter in 6 BC. The wise men of scripture, the Magi, are believed to have come from Parthia, near the site of ancient Babylon. These learned men studied the stars and would have studied Jewish cultures carefully. It is known that when the nation of Israel were taken into captivity, Jewish manuscripts would have been studied by these most learned men. They knew, even if Herod in his palace did not, that there would be a Messiah, a great one. Balaam, in Numbers 24, in his fourth oracle, is found this prophecy in verse 17. "I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star will come out of Jacob, a scepter will rise out of Israel." It seems strange that the Almighty would use a sorcerer like Balaam to foretell the coming of the Messiah. But this teaches you and I that God can use anything or anyone to accomplish his plans. That word "anyone" excites me. It could be you or me in the anyone that the Lord has a work to do this year that we have not done before. Sometimes we have been surprised at who God has chosen and then found they were the right person for the job. When we travel today, a sat nav is brilliant to follow our destination. Jean has a map and an eager eye to spot someone to ask directions. The Magi had no map which would lead them to the infant king, no guide to follow, but they followed a star with a difference. We don't see many stars over our homes because of clouds or light pollution. We can see them if we go into the countryside. My best view of starry heavens was in the Sahara Desert many years ago. When I looked up at creation, I'd never before seen, "My God, how great thou art, the whole sky covered with stars." So the Magi followed a star so different, yet a star they had been waiting for. God's chosen people had lost sight of the promise given to them from the very beginning. The Magi searched for the new king in the capital city, Jerusalem. They knocked on the door of a palace. Surely this would be where the King of the Jews would be born. Herod didn't have a clue what the Magi were on about. But what he did know that there was that there is only one King of the Jews, and it was him. The Bible says he was disturbed, so much so for all Jerusalem. They all felt his disturbance. I can imagine the priests and the teachers of the law scuttling round bringing dusty papers from the archives as proof before the king. No wonder there was a disturbance. The Magi had travelled thousands of miles to see this new king born of the Jews. They responded with great joy when they at last found him. They worshipped him and gave the infant Christ gifts. How different from how some people approach Christ today. Today, we expect God to come looking for us, explain himself, prove who he is and give us gifts. But those who are wise still seek and worship Jesus today, not for what they can get, but just for who he is. The wise men amaze me. After travelling for months on end on this quest to find a king that was so special, a king that would change the whole world, at last they found him in a small house in Bethlehem with Mary and Joseph. Now Mary and Joseph must have been overwhelmed at the gifts these wonderful strange men had brought for their child. The star had led them all these weary miles and they had come to rest where at last they would see themselves the fulfilment of God's promise to the whole world. So they presented gold and frankincense and myrrh. Gold a gift for a king, frankincense a gift for a deity, and myrrh a spice for mortal man who was to die. When you think about it, the men from the east honoured Christ, and they were joyful doing it. They gave Jesus what was valuable to them, reminding us we are willing to give the Lord what is valuable to us. Our money, our time, our talents. Almighty God was with the Magi right from the start, through the journey and the finding of the Messiah, and he redirected them to go home another way. Verse 12 says, they returned to their country by another route. These words brought another thought. The wise men found Jesus. When we find Jesus for ourselves like them, it could mean that your life or mine must take a different direction. We must go another route. One that is responsive and obedient to God's word. Are we willing to change? Are you? Am I? Willing to obey God and when he calls, change the road we have always travelled and let the Magi in obedience go by another route. The wise men did. And the famous carol, We Three Kings, finishes in glorious resurrection and majesty of the babe from Bethlehem. Glorious now, behold him arise, King and God and sacrifice. Heaven sings Alleluia. Alleluia, the earth replies. Happy New Year and keep safe. God bless you all.